Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching entitled Killing Sacred Cows was recorded at our 2009 Houston Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
And so, you know what? Rather than me condemning them, I said, look, I don't know whose fault. I'll take responsibility. But I said, I'm sorry. I didn't accurately represent God. Your son should not have died. This was not God's will. Anyway, it's a long story. I won't take time to explain the whole thing. But the Lord showed them what the problem was. And it was very obvious after we learned all of the details. We didn't know all of the things that had gone on. But anyway, they had operated in fear because the doctor said this child would never live more than a month and had been on borrowed time. And anyway, a lot of things happened. Finally, the woman found out that exactly where it was that Satan had terrorized her, and she was operating in fear. And the doctor said that the reason this baby was mongoloid, and the reason it was born that way was because the woman was so small, and she had this baby in a taxi on the way to a hospital in, where was it? Nicaragua or someplace Latin America. And anyway, the baby had all kinds of things wrong, but the doctor said you were too small, you shouldn't have ever had children. If you ever have another child, it'll kill you and kill the child, and the only way you even had a chance was to do it by cesarean. Well, this woman, because I told her the truth, that it wasn't God who did it, it was us somewhere that missed it, she found out exactly how it was that Satan short-circuited her faith, and she stood and believed God to have more children. She had four more children, all natural childbirth at home because she knew that the doctors wouldn't allow her to deliver, and she had them all at home. And when every one of them graduated from college, she sent me a picture of their graduation and thanked me for telling her the truth. It would have been comforting momentarily to say, well, God killed your child. And it wouldn't have made me look bad, and it wouldn't have made them look bad. But it wasn't the truth. And in the long run, it would have, that tradition and doctrine of man motivated out of nothing but self-love would have hindered her from knowing the truth, and she wouldn't have had any more children. Or if she had, they probably would have died, or she would have died in birth. But because she got hold of the truth, she was able to believe God. She had four kids that graduated from college, and the truth sets people free. I'm telling you, God's not your problem. This doesn't say that God makes everything happen, but God can take anything. If you are interceding supernaturally, empowered by the Holy Spirit, God can take bad things and bring something good out of it. I won't argue with that, but God isn't the source of it. And if you think God is the source of it, James 4:7 says, submit yourselves therefore unto God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. If God isn't the source, if Satan is actually the source, but yet you embrace it because you've been taught that, oh, this is God putting this problem in my life to make me better, then you aren't resisting the devil. The word resist means to actively fight against. And if you don't resist, actively fight against the devil, he will not flee from you. And so Satan, through this doctrine, has lulled people into being passive and accepting, to where they accept failure and they accept hardship and they accept problems and they don't resist it, because after all, they would be resisting God. Man, that's a pretty slick deception. That'd be like your enemy sending enemy troops in, and yet you embrace them because after all, this must be God. They came to kill you. And you, instead of resisting them and fighting against them, you're welcoming them into your home. You're embracing them, and they came to kill you. They'll kill you. This is what's happening. People are dying because they don't know the truth, because they're embracing these things, thinking it's God's will. It says, and we know that all things work together. And notice this, it says to them who love God. Did you know not everybody loves God? So for those who don't love God, things don't work together for good. For kids that are not born again and are drunk and mixing drugs and speeding on a road and they die in a car wreck, that didn't work together for good. They went to hell. And that's not good. That didn't work together for good. You have to love God. And even if you're born again, not all people who are born again truly love God. Many get born again out of fear, out of all kinds of things. And there's a lot of Christians that don't truly love God. So this really narrows the people that this applies to. You have to be people who are letting the Holy Spirit intercede through you supernaturally. You have to love God. And the next part, it says, to them who are the called according to His purpose. What is the purpose of the Lord? 1 John chapter 3 and verse 8 says, for this purpose was the Son of God manifest, that He might destroy the works of the devil. The purpose of Jesus was to destroy the works of the devil. So if you are functioning according to the purpose of Jesus, that means that you are out to destroy the works of the devil. So put all of these things together. This is applying to a person who is interceding and letting the Holy Spirit supernaturally energize and take that intercession to a level where it's not just human, but the Holy Spirit is interceding through you. That eliminates the majority of people right there. And then you have to love God. And then you have to be a person who is resisting the devil, out to destroy the works of the devil. A person who is embracing the devil as, oh, this must be God. God is the one that put this in my life. It's not going to work together for good. You got to be resisting the devil. You got to love God. You got to be operating in intercession. And if those things are operating, then yes, whatever happens to you, even if it's death, even if it's whatever, something good can come out of it. God doesn't push you out of the cab of the truck, but if you fail, He'll pick you up and you can learn something and He'll teach you something and something good can come out of it. But don't blame God for what happened. God is not the one that's made your life a mess. God is not the one that started death in this earth. Mankind started death. This was never God's will. God never intended on us to bury parents. He never intended for parents to bury children. That's not God's will. Now, God can bring something good out of it. Certainly, there's probably many people in here who were doing your own thing and just ignoring eternity, ignoring God, and all of a sudden somebody dies and your priorities are, all of a sudden you're brought back to your senses and realize it doesn't matter how big a house I have and it doesn't matter how much money. That's not important. And you came to grips with the fact that, man, all of us sooner or later are going to die, and probably some of you have turned to the Lord because of somebody close to you dying or some tragedy or something. Sure, God has brought good out of bad things, but God didn't cause these bad things. God created a world that was perfect. He had it so that there was no death. There was no strife. There was no division. There was no sickness. There was no poverty. There was no lack. It was perfect. That's what God created. Mankind created the mayhem and the tragedy and the hurt and the pain, energized and empowered by the devil who is going about seeking whom he may devour. And the slickest deception that Satan has ever put across on the world, and primarily done through the body of Christ, is to get us to embrace his work as the work of God. Because we won't fight it. We won't resist it. We'll embrace the devil thinking it's God. That's the worst deception in my estimation. This is the worst doctrine in the body of Christ. If you really believe it, why do anything? Why pray? Why study the Word? Why resist? Just eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow you die, and whatever God wills will happen. Que sera, sera, whatever will be, will be. It lulls you to sleep, makes you passive. There is zero reason to resist the devil, because in the first place, the devil couldn't do anything if God didn't have him on a leash and let him loose. Every word that I've said here tonight is a doctrine that I was taught. I actually heard a sermon that Satan is God's messenger boy. He's like a dog on a leash, and he can only go as far as God will let him go. That's wrong. God is not the one who's letting him go. We're the ones that are letting him go because we aren't resisting the devil. We aren't taking our authority. God has defeated the devil. Satan is a defeated foe. But he operates through deception. We have to resist him. And most of the body of Christ is not resisting the devil because they've been taught that the devil is God's messenger boy. He's accomplishing God's will. There's something for me to learn through this. I'm going to be better because of my problems. It says in Mark chapter 4 around verse 17 that afflictions and persecutions come for the word's sake, to steal the word out of your heart. Again, that's another proof that these things aren't from God. They are from the devil to stop the word. They aren't to help the word. They don't make you better off. Satan is coming to steal the word that's been planted in your heart. We've been told to resist the devil. Brothers and sisters, I don't know how to say it any stronger than what I'm saying tonight, but I'm just telling you, God does not control everything. God is sovereign. If you're going to use sovereign the way that the dictionary defines it, I'll back that 1,000%. But religion has come up with a brand new doctrine and a new definition that you can't find in any dictionary. You can't find what religion says, that God controls everything. The word sovereign doesn't mean control. A monarch who is the sovereign in that monarchy, they don't control everything. They may have a law, but I guarantee you there's lots of things that happen outside of their control. There isn't a single sovereign state in the world that you could go in and say that everything that happens in this country was caused by that sovereign. That's not so. The sovereign may have laws and they may have things they want to happen, but there's always people in rebellion. That's why we have armies. That's why we have police, is to try and enforce and stop that. But there's always a section that isn't under their control. To come up with this definition that religion has made, that God controls everything, everything is under His control, nothing happens but what God wills, is a religious definition that you can't find anywhere except in religion.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on killing sacred cows. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Houston Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for CD series R1063C or DVD series R3207D when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The first CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RK157 titled, God is Good, God is Faithful, when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I believe that the truths I'm sharing could transform lives all around the world, and I'm doing everything I can to get this word out. We reach over 200 million homes worldwide, but you know what? There's still millions of homes to go. And if you haven't yet become a partner with our Gospel Truth broadcast, I'd like to ask you to pray about it and then become a monthly partner with us. There are people all of the time who receive benefit from this. They are blessed. They listen, watch on a daily basis, and yet they've never given beyond just the materials that they get. I'd like to ask you to help us reach out beyond just your need and reach other people. Please call or write today.